Hi guys, welcome to Jillian Mansfelt Photography Podcast. I'm Jillian Mansfelt, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the top 10 must-have items you need to start a newborn photography business. I am a professional photographer. I have been a professional photographer for 20 years. Many of you might know that because you're a longtime listener. And in those 20 years, roughly about 15 of those years have been in newborn photography. So I have learned a lot along the way, some from trial and error, some trial and error meaning like editing and, you know, things like that. Some of it is from, you know, doing a lot of research on my own, and a lot of it is working with other photographers and doing mentorships and stuff. So before you get into all of that, if you think you are interested in doing newborn photography, I figured that there are at the very basic minimum of 10 important items that you would need to start your newborn photography business. So the first one, the most important one, is your camera. And, you know, we're right on that advent, or right on the cusp of having, you know, there's the mirrorless movement, which is a professional camera that has no mirrors in it, versus a DSLR, which is a little bit, I wouldn't say older technology, it's just a different type of technology. It has a mirror camera, it has mirrors in it, it's a little bit heavier, it's a little bit, I would say it's probably the core item that a lot of photographers are using, but you know, like I said, we're right on that cusp of, you know, the mirrorless movement is becoming really hot right now. So the number one, the most important thing that you need to have is your camera. And I'm going to venture as far as to say a camera that would be considered a professional camera. So I'm not talking your cell phone. I'm saying an actual either DSLR, Sony type mirrorless camera, Fuji, you know, whatever the brand, I don't care what the brand is, but the core basic here is make sure it's a professional looking camera. The reason why you need that is then it leads into the next necessity is your lenses. So when you're doing newborn photography, the body or the camera body and the lenses together make up the most important things that you can get. There's one more important thing, but that's later down the road. The camera and the lenses themselves will be able to operate in low light situations, which you might need in a newborn setting. Like say if you're working at somebody's house and they have low light, your camera and your lenses should be able to function in whatever lighting situation you have presented to you. So those, number one, number two, is your camera and your lenses. Number three, after getting those two things, I'm going to say education. Your education into the newborn photography world is one of the most important things that you will need to invest in. You will need to learn how to work with babies properly, how to work with them safely, how to make sure that you are properly handling babies. You know, babies are someone's baby, like a parent's baby. That is the most important thing that you are holding in your hand at that moment, even over your camera. So the baby is the most important thing. So you need to know how to work with that baby. You need to know how to recognize signs and warning signs of baby in distress. You need to be able to work with a baby and understand, you know, joints and movements, like which way a joint can go and which way it can't go, and how do you work with a baby and the baby's body movements and things. So those are the three, even before you start getting props and even before you start getting all of the other things into your newborn photography repertoire, for sure, those are the three most important things. After you have done those three most important things, then you can start moving on to the other things, the other items on the list. But up until If you don't have a camera, if you don't have lenses, and you don't have an education in newborn photography, I would stop right there and make sure you have those three things before you move forward. So after you have those three things, what are the next things that you need for setting up a newborn photography business? Or newborn photography, like getting into it, wanting to venture into it? I would say, depending on what your lighting situation is, I am going to speak from my personal experience. I have always used studio lights for newborn photography. And the reason why I do that is I do not want a cloudy day, a sunny day, or any of that dictating when I'm going to be doing my newborn shoots. So if you learn studio lighting and you are able to set up a room or have a studio or whatever, so that way you can use your studio lights, you will be able to shoot a lot more sessions than if you're waiting on a sunny day. So the next item on that list would be a softbox, which is going to be your light source. And then after, kind of piggybacking off of the softbox, is you need a reflector. And what that does is it reflects the light from the softbox back onto your subject, so that way you do have a little bit more control and a little bit more a little bit more control of the available light and what you can use with your softbox. So after those two things, then comes in, you know, the fun stuff that you can get for your newborn photography business. I would say backdrops are very important. So the backdrops that you want to look for, usually in situations where you're using a newborn backdrop stand, would be jersey knit wraps, because they stretch really nicely. They are pretty easily able to get them at fabric stores. So, you know, like here I'm in Minnesota and we have, it's called Joann Fabric. You know, you could just go in and say, hey, this is the type of fabric I want. Usually you're looking for a 3 feet section, so 1 yard, 3 feet. Usually I do a square 3 feet by 3 feet, so that way it covers the backdrop. So you got your backdrops, and then, you know, which leads into the next important thing would be, you know, how are you going to be hanging those backdrops? What are you going to be hanging them on? So I use a backdrop stand that is specifically for newborns. So if you go in, you know, you can definitely Google that and you'll be able to find it. More often than not, it's a situation where there's a ginormous beanbag that's designed for newborn photography in the middle of the stand, and then the stand is usually like PVC pipe or metal, or, you know, some type of tubing that you can attach with clip-on things to the backdrop to that stand, so that way it doesn't move. So then after those things, the next important thing is props. You know, and I'm going to caution this one by saying, if you're not ready for props, don't go crazy buying props. Every photographer, well, I can tell you from experience myself and probably working with tons of photographers, that at some point in your photography career, you're going to go prop crazy and you're going to want to buy way too many props for your setup or for your studio. And photographers tend to do that because they like to overbuy props, because they're like, oh, maybe I'll use it at this, and maybe I'll use it at this, and, you know, don't go crazy buying props. That is probably one of the biggest pieces of advice I can give for a newborn photographer, is do not get caught up in the prop buying process. Just buy what you need. You don't need a lot. Honestly, you don't. You need some baskets, you need maybe some buckets, you need outfits, and some wraps. And that's really it. You don't have to go crazy. I've noticed there's a shift kind of in working with my newborn clients, that a lot of crazy props are not being as requested as much. So people are looking for more simplistic approaches, which then in turn means for the photographer that you don't have to buy as many props. So the next, this one has two things to it. So what I would say, they kind of go hand in hand because they are how you're setting the environment. So I'm going to call them environmental props, so to speak. So it's a white noise machine and heating pads. So heating pads, I'm going to talk about those first. Heating pads, you want to be very careful on how you're using the heating pad. I do not recommend putting the heating pad under the baby and just having it, you know, on. Because you can't really regulate the temperature that way. It can get too hot. Every baby is different when it comes to body temperature. So even if you're, say you're going to put the heating pad on high and assume that that's going to warm up the bed enough to be hot, well, the next baby coming in may have a more, you know, maybe a hotter core temperature. So that way that baby's going to get too hot when you had it on warm. So the way that I heat items for the baby is before the baby shows up to the session, you're using that heating pad and you're putting the items on the heating pad and warming it up that way, and then taking the items off of the heating pad and using it with the baby. So that way it's more of a warmth that they're feeling and not super hot from the heating pad. Then the white noise machine, that is my godsend. I am like in love with my white noise machine. So I use a baby shusher. If you go on Google and type in shusher, it's just like it sounds. It's orange and white. It's a little thing that kind of looks like it looks like a shusher. So what you do is you just turn it on, and it has a couple of different things. It does like a shushing noise. There's a heartbeat that it does. Depending on which one you get, there's a heartbeat or there's a white noise. So the shushing does work on a lot of babies, obviously, because the parents have been using that. But if the parents haven't been using shushing, sometimes it doesn't work the way that you'd want it to because the baby isn't familiar with that sound. So then I default to, if I'm not using the shushing, then I default to the white noise. And a lot of times what works really nicely is if you pair the white noise with the heartbeat. It kind of sounds like the baby's in the womb still. So, and then finally, last but not least, the emergency cleaning items. So all, especially with, you know, the pandemic that's going on right now, it's always important to be disinfecting everything in the studio. I have a very, very strict policy in the studio right now of how I'm using props and how I'm sanitizing them. But you want to make sure to have sanitization props or sanitizing wipes, sanitizing spray, whatever you're going to use. But make sure it is an actual sanitizer. I use baby wipes and paper towels, just because babies can be unpredictable. And if you're doing any props with no diapers, you know, there can be accidents that can happen that, and, you know, you just have to be ready to clean that up. So once you've gotten all these items that I would consider essential to starting a newborn photography business, you're halfway there. So then what you need to do is you would need to, like, the last item, even though it's not a part of the 10 items that I listed out, I would say this is the bonus item, number 11, is you need to then educate yourself on how to become a newborn photographer. Educate yourself on how to be a professional photographer. And I do have a lot of podcasts, episodes and a lot of blog posts. And I do have a photography school that I also teach on how to be a professional photographer. So just because you have the props and these items on the list doesn't make you ready to be a newborn photographer quite yet. It just means that you're getting very prepared. The next step then would be to, like I said, do the education and make sure that you're getting the proper training on how to work with newborns and how to properly handle newborns and do the safe methods with poses. So that's a little about what you need to be a newborn photographer. If you have questions, you can always hit me up on by sending me a message through the podcast. You can also email me. My website, JillianMansfieldPhotography.com. You can always reach out to me on there, and if you have any questions, and if you are interested in enrolling in any of the schools, classes, or the school that I have, that is available on my website as well. Until next episode, it was great chatting with you guys. See you later.